This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. In Baghdad this week, the long-awaited security crackdown has finally begun. Teams of American and Iraqi troops have fanned out into some of the city's most violent neighborhoods. An Iraqi official said today that fewer bodies are turning up in Baghdad morgues, but U.S. officials caution that it's still early in the process. For an update on the security situation, I'm joined now from Baghdad by NPR's Ann Garrels. Hi, Ann.
Hi there.
Describe for us what the security crackdown looks like. What does it look like on the streets?
Well, today actually was pretty quiet, possibly because it's Friday, the weekly day off, and there is a vehicle ban basically in midday to prevent problems at the mosques where Iraqis go to pray. Judging by the past couple of days, there are many more checkpoints. Iraqi and U.S. forces are much more aggressively checking cars than in the past. It takes Iraqis 3 to 4 hours to cover what is normally, say, a half-hour drive. The nightly curfew now starts at 8 instead of 9, and there have been stepped-up sweeps of key Sunni and Shiite neighborhoods, as you indicated, with a lot of house-to-house searches. Perhaps the most notable thing is the constant overflights of U.S. B-1 bombers. Now, this would appear to be more for psychological impact than anything else, and it is having an impact on people. That probably sort of signifies to them that something has really started.
And another notable change from what I've read is that American soldiers are now going to stay in the neighborhoods. They're not going to return back to the main base.
Well, not in all cases. There are a few of what are called these joint security stations being set up, and they are effective. I've been out at a couple of them, and the troops are living there, and they're saying that they get much better information, have a much better feel and control of the neighborhood.
And the Bush administration has emphasized all along that this is an Iraqi plan, an Iraqi crackdown. How significant is the Iraqi presence in this crackdown?
Well, first of all, I mean, whatever people say, I would say from my experience that this really is a U.S.-led plan. I've been out with several American units in the past weeks, and in all cases, the U.S. is in the lead, training, monitoring, and overseeing the planning, with few exceptions. But Iraqi forces have been officially reorganized so that the police and army are better coordinated. They're working together and not at cross purposes as they have in the past. But every U.S. commander I've spoken to says the Iraqi forces are still a long way from working on their own. They lack logistical support, intelligence, analysis, and air power.
And what's the reaction to this crackdown from the very powerful anti-American Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr?
Well, he has not appeared in public, which has also led to the speculation, is he in Iran or is he here? But some of his men have clearly disappeared from the streets of Baghdad. There's been a lot of discussion by his commanders in interviews I've had with them that there was going to be a change of tactics, that Sadr was not going to take the U.S. troops on, you know, head on, that he wanted to avoid a major confrontation. There were some instances where commanders actually said, you know, we've been told now to stop ethnic cleansing, to have no part of it, that Sunnis we've thrown out of neighborhoods will be invited back. But that's not really worked out. When Sunnis have come back to neighborhoods, they found, in fact, that the militiamen are still as militant and as dangerous as they have been. And it should be pointed out that Sadr also appears to have lost control of a lot of his forces, or people at least acting in his name. Some are outright thugs committing criminal acts for their own gain. You know, so to what degree he really controls the organization is a big question, too.
NPR's Ann Garrels in Baghdad. Thanks, Ann.
Thank you.